There are chuckophiles and chuckaholics. And then there's Dory Greenspan, a baker and food writer who divides her time between Paris and New York. She knows dessert the way Donald Trump knows money. She has spent years baking with some of the most famous dessert chefs in France, and she can whip a meringue or toss a crepe with the best of them. But her heart is always back home, somewhere near a pan of brownies. Dory's written several award-winning cookbooks, and she's just published the most personal of them, called Baking, From My Home to Yours. She told Anne Strainchamps her unconventional route to pastry prowess began when she was a kid and burned down her parents' kitchen.
I wasn't a cook. I wasn't a baker. I'd never done anything in the kitchen. My parents were away. Friends said, wouldn't it be great to have French fries? So I put a huge pot of oil up to boil, and it was so slow to come to the boil. So I thought, well, if water boils quickly with a cover on it, so would oil. And when I lifted the cover, it was the most beautiful fire I've ever seen. You know how oil has these kind of fabulous flames that, yeah, the whole kitchen. It had just been painted.
So when did you learn to cook?
Not long after that. I was 13 when I burned down the kitchen, and I was almost 20. I was 19 years old when I got married. So I needed to learn to cook and bake then. And I discovered that what I really, really loved was dessert. There's something for me about baking. It's very hands-on for me. It's a very sensuous activity because the ingredients feel good. They smell good. I love the process of baking. I love what you get when you finish baking. But there is something about the process that is so satisfying. And also, although I've spent years and years and years trying to make a case for desserts being one of the major food groups, there really is no reason for dessert except pleasure.
And I also think for people who maybe grew up baking with a parent or a grandmother often, there's a feeling of being on home turf. You know, as soon as you have to get the flour out, there's just a feeling that, okay, I know where I am.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Not that my mother ever cooked or baked. To this day, she still uses her oven as a bread box. But my grandmother was a wonderful baker.
You have actually a recipe if your grandmother's in here. There's a story that goes with it, too.
It's the Russian grandmother's apple pie cake. My grandmother really was a wonderful baker, and I think she worried that my mother never cooked or baked and that we as children would be deprived. And so every week she would bring not just desserts, she'd bring food as well, but she would bring this wonderful apple cake. It was a cake. It's so hard to describe, even now that I've made it so many times. But it's got a kind of bottom layer of, it could be called crust, but it's really like a firmish cake. And then it has a middle layer of apples that would be like apple pie filling, and then there's another layer of this crust. And my grandmother would make this in big pans, and she would cut it in diamond shapes, and she would bring it to us in a shoebox. As a kid, I didn't wonder about it, but now I think, where did she get all those shoeboxes? I mean, every week there was a shoebox with this apple cake. I never got the recipe from my grandmother. You know, she died, and I asked in the family if anybody had it, and everybody had something that they considered, oh, this is grandma's apple cake. And nothing ever tasted the way I remembered it tasting as a child. And a few years ago, I was giving a class in upstate New York, and a woman came up to me at the end of the class, and she said she was going to Paris, and she was wondering if I could help her with some recommendations for restaurants in Paris, because I spend a lot of time there. And I said, sure. We exchanged emails, and when I got back to New York, I had an email from her saying, I'm sending you a recipe. It's for my grandmother's apple cake. I just got shivers when I read that email, and I looked at the recipe, and it looked as close as anything I had seen to my grandmother's cake. And I made it. I tasted it. I was so excited. My mother lives in Florida now. I flew to Florida with some of this cake, gave her a taste, and said, what do you think? She actually thought it was better than she remembered my grandmother's being.
Oh, that's great. So you fell in love with cooking and with baking, but what led you to want to actually make this a career?
I had another career before this. I went to graduate school. I did a doctorate in gerontology. And when I didn't finish my dissertation, after I had a child, I thought, really, the thing that I love is baking. This is what I would love to do. And at the time, it was 1981, my mother was expecting to say Dr. Dory, not Baker Dory, who was earning, you know, $4 an hour in a basement. It wasn't glamorous to be in a kitchen then. It wasn't sexy to be a chef. Now the food world is just, I mean, I've always thought it's a wonderful world, but now it's really, it seems exciting to people.
Well, and now then, it's so much about expression. But in fact, weren't you fired from your first job for being a little too expressive?
I got a little bored. I got this job, and my job, because I was the newest kid on the block, was to bake this chocolate cake that was made with ground almonds and whiskey-soaked raisins. So one day I thought, I'm bored. I'm really bored. I don't want to make this cake again. So I decided to play around a little bit, and instead of the almonds, I used ground pecans, and instead of the whiskey, I used Armagnac. And this is, I think, what really did me in. Instead of the raisins, I used prunes. So I made a prune Armagnac chocolate cake, and I sent it upstairs with the waiter, but I never bothered telling anybody I'd changed the recipe. And I guess I really didn't know that the cake that I had changed was the restaurant's signature cake. And so after service, the owner of the restaurant called me in, and she said, that was some cake you made today. And I said, did you like it? And she said, well, yeah, it was very interesting. I said, you liked it. She said, don't ever do that again. So that's when I said, well, I'll never do it again. I promise I'll never do it again. And she said, you're right, you'll never do it again. You're fired. Fired. I was fired for prunes. And so, but the best thing was, though it took me months to realize that this was the best thing, she said I was fired for creative insubordination. So I thought, you know, there's hope for me yet.
So which recipe did you include in the book?
Well, I included, great question. I included the one that got me fired. So it's the chocolate prune Armagnac cake. But then in lots of my recipes, I have a little sidebar that's called Playing Around that gives you ideas for how to vary the recipe. And so for the cake that got me fired, the Playing Around is the original recipe.
Mm-hmm. You moved to France eventually, and you've lived there and in New York for years. In France, I have the impression that desserts and pastry chefs are fashionable in a way they aren't in this country. I mean, there are celebrity desserts, right?
It's so true, particularly in Paris. In Paris, the celebrity pastry chefs present their collections, their dessert collections, the way fashion designers show their collection. So there's the fall-winter collection, the spring-summer collection.
So what are the big fashionable desserts in Paris right now?
Well, it's interesting. Violet as a flavor and a color is very fashionable. Orange flower water. And then there's a flavor trio that Pierre Hermé is responsible for, but you see it everywhere and you see it in the most fabulous forms. The combination is rose, lychee, and raspberry.
Wow.
Wow is right. It's a fabulous combination.
So give me an example of how you'd see that.
Well, you might have a rose-flavored macaroon, so it would be this beautiful pink bottom layer. Rose cream in the center, and that would be like a whipped cream or a buttercream that's flavored with essence of rose petals, fresh lychees and raspberry in that layer, and then a rose macaroon on top.
Now, this is an example of kind of haute cuisine baking at its most evolved. But the book that you've just done is a book of home baking recipes, the kind of stuff that you do every day. What made you want
exactly
to do that kind of book?
Because that's really the way I bake. I mean, I've been so lucky in my baking life because I've gotten to work with great, great pastry chefs. But no matter how many elaborate and haute desserts I worked on with these chefs, I always came home and made chocolate chip cookies. I'm really, my love is home baking.
Well, then I have to ask you about brownies because, I mean, I knew it was a home baking book, and so I expected maybe one, maybe two recipes for brownies.
I got carried away, right?
Yeah, they're 12.
I like brownies. Can you tell?
But how many different recipes can you need for brownies?
Need has nothing to do with it. Neat has nothing to do with it. It just means you get to play around. So you can have dark chocolate brownies. You can have, actually, one of my favorites are the quintuple brownies. So it has five different kinds of chocolate. I have white chocolate brownies with raspberries and a meringue top. That's kind of the dressy brownie.
Dory, why are you not fat? I mean, I know you're a small woman.
I'm a small woman. Okay, there are a couple of things. I eat so slowly. I'm always the last person at the table, and I think that that helps. So I really like to eat slowly. I savor everything. But I think that the key is to bake, to taste everything, and then the big word is share. I give so much stuff away. My neighbors love me. Love me. We live in an old building in New York City that still has an elevator operated by a human. And my elevator men adore me because they're there 24 hours a day and I bake at all hours. So they know when I'm ringing the bell at a funny time, there are cookies in their future. So, you know, I think it's a little bit like fishermen who, you know, catch and release. This is the same principle for baking. You know, taste and give.
Bake and release. Dory, thanks so much for talking.
Oh, thank you so much for being interested.
Dory Greenspan talking with Anne Strangechamps. Dory's book is called Baking, From My Home to Yours.